I wanted to get a little further into the water here. Let me back up just a bit.
All right.
A year ago in November, Marilyn Gang, who is the honcho of the Toronto Dowsers there in Toronto, asked if I would energize 5 gallons of water to be dispensed among the members of the dowsing group there. And I agreed to do that. And this was the agreement, was that you got to buy the bottles, you got to pay the shipping and postage and so on. But I want to give the water away. This is just something that needs to be done. I've never made a sin on energizing water. And the reason I did this is because I realize that every day we have less and less drinkable water on this planet, and every day we have more and more people polluting it. This is a trend that cannot continue indefinitely. And the future didn't look all that good concerning the way we were going, and I thought, well, maybe we can change it. You know, I've got this saying that if we do nothing, nothing will happen, but if we do something, something might happen. So I decided to do something. So we changed we energized the water, and as of probably 2 or 3 months ago, I believe in excess of 600 bottles had been shipped out. These were about 8-ounce bottles. Well, simple mathematics tells you that you can't get 600 bottles out of 5 gallons. But what I did, I put a thought form in this water that it will energize the water that it touches. So whenever they start getting low, they just pour more water in it, and it energizes the other water. So does the water have a mind of its own? I don't know. Maybe. I personally believe that the water responds to intent.
What happens if you dumped a gallon of energized water, for example, in the ocean?
Well, we don't know exactly. Let's say this. I can't prove what I want to say here. What I gave you the best proof I had first, and that was with water analysis reports.
Sure.
What I'm going to give you now, I don't have scientific evidence for. I'm actually telling the stories backwards, I guess, but that's okay. Let me just hit on a few examples. And this is based upon the feedback that the Toronto Dowsers have got and passed on to me, and what has come in from the people that I have worked with. A few drops of it was placed in the Pacific in British Columbia, and I don't even know the person that did this, but the feedback that came to us was that the whales showed up, and there hadn't been whales there in over 20 years. Now, we can't say that that water was what did it, because we don't know that. But we also got some more feedback that someone poured a few drops, never as much as a gallon. They never really had that much. They just used a few drops in a river somewhere in the Toronto area. I don't know the name of the river. And a few weeks later, the person happened to notice that this river that had been choked with this is their terminology in the email I received, had been choked with water weeds. The water weeds had disappeared and had been replaced with lily pads. Now, again, I can't say that was a result of the water. We think that, but we can't prove that. One of my friends was at Virginia Beach, and instead of putting a few drops of water in the ocean, she just decided she would energize the water out there in front of her because she knew how to do this. 20 dolphins showed up and stayed with her all day long.
Interesting you mentioned that. Right now, they probably need your help, Raymond. Right off the coast of Florida, 150 dolphins have died, and they don't know why.
Okay, I wasn't aware of that. I'll try to look into that
more. Somewhere off the Florida panhandle it's
okay.
Happening. You can, if you Google search it or something like that, you'll find that. They need your help.
Okay. What we're saying here is that we believe we have a way. When I say we, I'm talking about anyone who wishes to apply themselves to it. I haven't cornered the market on this, and that wasn't the plan. The plan was to educate other people to do this and to do it over as large an area as we possibly could. As of now, I have personally started water energizing projects in 6 countries, and the Toronto Dowsers have shipped out water to other countries that I'm not even aware of, so we really don't know where all it's going. But I want to cite a story here of one of my friends, Don Scott, in eastern Kentucky, who got a bottle of this water, and the email he sent me said that he had a 20-gallon fish aquarium, and the water there in that area has a lot of rust and iron in it, mm-hmm. and it's kind of murky-looking, and his fish were dying. And those that were alive were very aggressively chasing each other, and he was getting somewhat discouraged and was about ready to dump everything out, and it occurred to him, well, why don't I try some of this water? Now, these are Don's words, not mine. He said, I took a medicine dropper full of the water, put it in the fish tank. Now, this is a medicine dropper in 20 gallon. I came back an hour later, and the water was perfectly clear. Now, Don is a retired minister there, and I've known him a couple of years, and I believe what he's saying. And he has really done a lot of work with a lot of people with his water and has performed miracles with it. So this is teachable. Anyone with a desire to learn how probably can. And we have, in my opinion, I get excited about this because, in my opinion, for the first time in history, we have the knowledge and the ability to create a better future concerning water for our children and grandchildren.
That's interesting. Now, when you say teachable, what do people need to do?
Well, it depends a lot upon their belief system. Now, I use, in the most cases, I use my dowsing method to do this, but in some cases I haven't. I simply maybe hold the water and talk to it. Now, you can say a prayer over it, say an affirmation, whatever terminology you're comfortable with. But see, water will hold memory and intent. Now, you got to be careful with this. I had one friend that wanted me to energize water to cleanse the waste material from her body. It did. It gave her a severe case of diarrhea. So I got a little bit smarter, and I would say do this at the appropriate speed.
Worked too well.
Yeah. But there is a Japanese scientist, Dr. Emoto, who has been doing this. What he has done is made pictures of a drop of frozen water. And polluted water is sort of like a blob. There's really no form or structure to it. But he found that they could say something nice to the water, say a prayer over it, or even thank it. Then they would test another drop of frozen water, and it would have a structure similar to a delicate snowflake.
I've seen some of those pictures.
Whenever someone first showed me the book, I said, well, this man has proven with photography what I have been saying for years, and that is that we have the ability to change the molecular structure of water.